This is Main Street on Prairie Public. I'm Doug Hamilton with Ashley Thornburg and Sue Belcom because it's Main Street Eats time.
Sue joins us once a week from her farm outside of Mandan, the Root Cellars Farm, to talk about food. Sue, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
You are a farmer's market producer, vendor, so I imagine you've been doing a fair amount of harvesting these days.
Oh my gosh, this is like my favorite time of the year. I have grown tomatoes in every place I've ever lived in my entire life. And when I had a child, my very first daughter, my in-laws came to stay with me. And I got up one morning and my father-in-law had picked the first tomatoes that had ripened on the vine, and I thought I was going to blow a cork because that's my job. Holy cow, don't pick my tomatoes. In fact, my husband and I got into it just recently because he's like, it's like you don't want me to pick anything out here. I'm like, because it has to be picked at just the right moment. There are rules about these things.
So when is just the right moment?
Usually before the sun comes up. That's my favorite time to really? Go out and pick in the garden. Yes. Always pick your vegetables at the right time when they're ripe. And you should also pick them in the very cool of the morning. As the day goes on, they heat up. And that kind of isn't good for storage. So if you pick them early in the morning, or okay, if you go out at 9 o'clock, you're probably still okay. I like 5, 5:15. So that's my favorite time of the day. You want to actually get them cooled off as quickly as possible, either in the refrigerator or in a hydro bath, which is simply cold, cold water.
How about zucchini? Because when they get to be baseball bat sized, I don't think they're quite as good as... What's the right size for a zucchini?
4 to 6 inches, because that way you don't have that seed in the inside. And there's nothing wrong with them when they do get larger and produce seed. But I'm telling you, one of the things you really want to do this time of year is get out there in the garden every single day. Maybe even twice a day, once in the morning and then once at night. Because if you turn around and look over to the west, that garden is going to pop out another 10-foot zucchini if you're not careful.
Yes, I have to beat the resident groundhog.
Jeepers, yeah. That's too bad.
Yeah, whatever.
So, okay, so let's say you're going out. This is zucchini start producing probably in the early July, middle of July, and they really do grow fast. So you definitely want to harvest them early when they're young, and you can freeze them. You can make zoodles out of them. There's all kinds of good things you can do. If they get to be too big, you scribe a message in them and leave them on your neighbor's doorstep anonymously.
Yes. Yes. Well, we're coming up on National Sneak a Zucchini onto your neighbor's porch day. And yeah, everybody dress in black. You meet at dusk and you disperse.
Keep the motor running.
Right. When it comes to things like green beans, you can go out and just pull one off and eat it. I like mine young and thin and skinny and tender. But, you know, some people like them when they get a little bit bigger. And a lot of times, I don't care who you are. If you're out there harvesting, you're going to miss stuff. Like JC always says, I don't understand why we grow these big cucumbers. Why aren't we going to grow picklers? I'm like, turn around. Boom. There they are. They're big. What can I do? What can I say? Do you want to sleep out here? I think you could see cucumbers grow. And then tomatoes, of course, you always let them ripen on the vine. It's a very important for full flavor to let them ripen on the vines. Now, I don't let mine get too ripe because that red attracts animals. They love the color red, like birds. Oh, look, there's some red things over there. Let's fly down and peck them up. And then they don't eat the whole thing. They just make a hole in one or two vines. And you will find that true with mice and voles, too. They're like, oh, this is the nicest spot on this tomato. Let's chew a bite off and then let's move to the next one.
If you have to pull too hard on a fruit or vegetable, is it ready to be harvested? I mean, are there any tricks to separating it from the stem?
You know, Mother Nature doesn't want to give that stuff up easily. She's like, these are my seeds to make sure that I can grow another plant next year, and I'm fighting you for them. Like, take gooseberries, for instance. My gooseberries were ripe around the middle of July. And, oh, my gosh, I'm still wearing battle scars from the thorns that were scratching me. I cut my zucchini off with the knife, and I gently pick my tomatoes off. When you are picking, you should be using both of your hands, and they should be clean hands. And you should never pick your tomatoes after having tobacco products, because that tobacco mosaic virus is one that will go from your fingers and smoking to your tomato plants.
Wow.
So you want to make sure you're clean and your tools are clean. Yes, I'll tell you what, if I catch anybody smoking around my tomatoes, they're dead. Because that is a serious disease. And smoking's not good for humans either. So I use a little manicure scissors, a little pruning shears, a regular scissors, and a large butcher knife to harvest, because you do want to be gentle with your plants. You want to hold on to the branches. Don't just walk out there and start pulling things down. You shouldn't even pick apples like that. Mm. You should protect those branches from any damage by gently removing your tomatoes. I cut my zucchini off mostly so that the top doesn't get exposed. When the fruit separates from the vine, sometimes you break a chunk of the top of your zucchini off. I trim my basil down, the outside leaves down, and never let your basil bloom. If you do, it'll quit producing. So you want to keep trimming those down, and they'll keep growing for you. Green beans are personal preference, whether you like big fat ones or the skinny tender ones that we are eating right now. The choice is yours, but once again, be careful when you're separating those. If you have a good fingernail, you can pinch those off to protect your plant.
So if you've got a really good year, and you never know how many beans you're going to get necessarily, because things might have been ideal. So you get lots of beans. Maybe you get so much zucchini that you can't leave it on enough porches. What do you do with an overabundant harvest?
Oh, my gosh. You got to learn how to can and freeze and dry and eat. Green beans are great frozen, and that's a fairly simple process. You just blanch them, lay them on a cookie sheet, freeze them, and then a good investment for anyone who's new to gardening this year is a Sealamino. Those Sealamino suck the air out and make a nice airtight package for your freezer. And you don't get all those white watery crystals from putting them in Ziploc bags. And they're fairly inexpensive. And the bags can be reused if you're very careful with them and you clean them out and don't tell the health department I just said that. But if you're just doing it for yourself, there's nothing wrong with that. We recycle every plastic bag in our house, much to the dismay of my children, who say, those are meant to be thrown away. No, they're not. Mm. No. You can process a lot of things like that. Like your rhubarb, you should be constantly picking your rhubarb when they're about a foot long. Don't clean the plant out. That's really a shock to that plant not to have any leaf coverage or any leaves for photosynthesis to keep the roots healthy. But you can take those in the house, wash them off, chop them into pieces for pie, lay them on a cookie sheet, and freeze them individually. What that does is that keeps any moisture from sucking into your Sealamino and causing the seal to not seal properly. We've been experimenting with this for a long time now and found out that that's probably the best way to do any kind of berries, rhubarb, green beans, carrots, if you like to freeze carrots. I personally like to pressure can, and I love to pressure can corn. That's one of my favorite crops. Now, here's how you harvest your corn. You want to put a pot on your stove with boiling water and salt. Then you want to run out to the field and you grab six cobs, peel them off really quick, put them in the pot and eat them.
Yep.
Because the minute you pick that cob, it starts to deteriorate and gets starchy. And the same with cucumbers. Like, I'm so picky about picking. But when I pickle cucumbers, I make sure I have the jars, the garlic, the dill, the peppers, the sauce, or the juice, and the canner going. I run out, pick my cucumbers, bring them in, wash them, and get them in jars. It's a very important that you use some of these things up immediately.
I would love to watch you harvest with like Olympic play-by-play sort of like analysis of what she's doing and how fast she's moving.
JC's like, you could slow down a bit. You know, it works just as well if you slow down. And I'm like, no. no, it's okay. Potatoes. I should talk a little bit about potatoes. Like, potatoes bloom, then the potatoes start really growing. So my friends and I have heard them say this 100 times at market. Well, you know, we just go in there and we rob a few new potatoes while the other ones are growing. You kind of like burrow under the plant like you are a vole or a mole, and you pick those little tiny potatoes out and then kind of smooth that dirt over again so nobody knows you are out there. And ta-da, new potatoes until you harvest the ones in October.
We check in with Sue Balcom every week for Main Street Eats. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, guys.